House Labor and Commerce will now come to order. It's 3:18 p.m. on March 30th. With us today, we have Representative Thompson, Sadler, Olson, Holmes, and Miller. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Please turn off your cell phones and Blackberries. And the only item on the calendar today is the review and the referral of appointees to various boards and commissions. And I would like to ask Conrad Jackson from my office to come up and read the names into the record. The members have all been given thorough time to review the list. We've had a few that have asked for additional information that have had their that information passed on to them, and at this point in time, we're pretty much all on the same page that the names of the list will be going forward. But Mr. Jackson, could you please state your name and affiliation for the record? And
thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staffer, Representative Olson. The members have before them a copy of a memo to the chief clerk listing the appointees to the boards and commissions to which they've been appointed. As the chairman just said, all the committee members have had numerous opportunities, reminders that the appointee hearing would be coming up, and have referred or have reviewed the resumes. Those appointed by Governor Parnell are to the Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy, Andre Horton and Jeffrey Johnson. The Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Robert Klein and Marvin Yoder. To the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, Michael Bolivar. To the Board of Dental Examiners, Cheryl Fallenberg, Dr. Thomas Kowaleski, Dr. Paul Silvera, Dr. Robert Warren. To the Alaska Labor Relations Agency, Willard Askren and Alan Isaacs, Jr. To the Board of Marine Pilots, David Arts, Robert Richman, and Tylen Schrock. To the Board of Marital and Family Therapy, Dr. Leon Weber and Joanne Young. To the Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, Dr. Peggy Downing. To the Board of Nursing, Beth Farnstrom, Julie Gillette, and Aaron Pringle. To the Board of Examiners in Optometry, Dr. Paul Barney. To the Board of Pharmacy, Lori DeVito and Dirk White. To the State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board, Valerie Phelps. To the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, L. April Moore. To the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, Dr. John DeRuiter. To the Real Estate Commission, Marianne Burke, Brad Cole, and Charlene Flim. To the Board of Social Work Examiners, Jennifer Sizdek. To the Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, Jim Robinson. To the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, Bradley Austin, Jeffrey Bizarro, Charles Collins, Jr., David Kester, Krista Lord, David Robinson, Arliss Skates, and Zebulon Woodman. And I do apologize for butchering anyone's name. The member's signature, just as a reminder, the member's signature on the referral memo does not reflect the intent by any of the members to vote for or against individuals during any further session for the purposes of confirmation.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. And with that, is there anybody online that has signed up for testimony? Is there anybody in the room that would care to testify on any of these appointees? Seeing none, we'll close out the public testimony and bring it back to the committee. Or any further thoughts? Or Representative Holmes? Representative Sadler.
I would just say for the record, Mr. Chairman, as in previous life, I served as a Deputy Director of Boards and Commissions. I'm very pleased that the Governor's Office has been able to come up with a slate of candidates that they can appoint. It's a thankless service, and it's unpaid service, but it's vital to the operation of state government, so I just want to express my appreciation to everybody who put their name forward.
And although we use basins, I would second that.
Thank you.
Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to second what was said by Representative Sadler. Having been on a list for confirmation at one point, I know it's an interesting process, but thank you to everybody who is serving. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I move we advance the confirmations for appointees referred to the House Labor and Commerce Standing Committee for consideration to the joint session of the House and Senate for consideration. And a reminder that each member's signature on the committee's report in no way reflects the member's vote during the joint floor session.
Seeing no opposition, we will sign the letter and we will adjourn at 3:24.